Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Turk Akbar logging in from Charlotte. I hope all of you are having a great evening wherever you are.
All right.
Cool. Looks like there's 10 or 12 of you. Today we were going to talk about time management.
Good deal.
But just for those of you who are here for the first time, just I'll give you quick information. We have these calls twice a month. First and third Monday of each month, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Turk Akbay. Easiest way to get a hold of me. Just search hashtag Turkism, and then you'll be able to connect me if you need to send any personal questions. Other than that, if you have any questions before we start, I'm going to leave the floor open. So if you have anything that you want to point out, or if you did something outstanding since last time that you want to share, please, floor is yours. 3, 2, 1, go. All right. Everybody's good? No questions before we start? Cool. I'm going to mute you. If you have any questions while we're going, you can unmute yourself with pressing *6. This way, if you have a kid in the background and stuff, you're not deafening everyone. So I'm going to mute everyone. Give me 1 second. Perfect. Okay, we're talking about time management. Time management as it relates to real estate investors. Couple of things that came to my mind as I was listening to the old tapes. One of the questions that many of the people in the past have asked, hey, I have a full life. I got kids. I got church. I got book. You gave me like 1,000 things to do, and now I'm supposed to make offers. But for me to be able to do one offer, I'm supposed to look at 100 duds because how the game is played. So I need some time management. Sometimes that's what people are asking. Other times it's the question of, hey, I do a whole day of work and I'm really busy, but I can't seem to catch up. So I can't find the end or I can't see the end. That's kind of a time management thing. And the third one is, of course, I don't have time for family. You know, this I'm spiraling down out of my second marriage because I'm working all the time. I'm making shit ton of money, but I got no life, nothing to spend it on because I'm so busy making it or working it. So those are usually what people say, hey, I need time management help with. So whenever you run out of time, right, so I'm not going to bore you to death with these cliches, and we already have done one time management, so you understand our concept. And if not, ask to archives. I think 3 talks ago, we covered some of the basics of time management. So I'm not going to repeat that. So when there's time management, it's usually a human is looking back and saying, hey, I should have used my time other ways. So that's kind of a not fair adjustment for yourself because no one makes the wrong decision on purpose at the time. But sometimes you're making the decision and it's easy way out, right? So, hey, I want to play video game and I'm going to lie and say, oh, that's what keeps my mind occupied or whatever. But what I'm actually doing is hiding from whatever I could be doing that would result in a big success. Let's just say that. So when that idea of gameplay or playing a video game comes in, there is a negotiation happens in the mind. So we already know this. You don't have to agree with this, but you know it and I know it. So then that when the negotiation has happened, you must be honest with yourself. You cannot be a good time manager. You cannot be a successful human being unless you're able to be honest with yourself. Not the feeling, I'm trying to protect these people's feelings and all, but proper honesty, right? So when that negotiation happens, and if you say, you know what, I'm going to play a video game anyway, and then if you own up to it, it's good, because then it really is you kind of utilize that time to just goof around. Trust me, this is going to make sense. Hang on. So when you're thinking about time management, what we truly are looking for is having good quality time with the things that we love to do because we want to do it without feeling guilty, whatever that one thing is. So longer that is, happier you are. But we all know, right? People who become, who retire, and then 5 years later they die because they kind of lost the purpose for living. So they were kind of living to work. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, right? But the thought process is what we are looking for is having a lot of free time to do the things that we love doing. And we're doing them because we want to do them. And not feeling guilty about it. So that's what time management that we're talking about when we say, when I say time management, that's what I mean. How can I make that more? Easiest way, of course, is to be rich. Right? So I think the lottery is like $450 million or something. You know, I'm thinking about buying a ticket. So that could certainly qualify as a great time manager for me. It could buy me a lot of time. If I win, we'll still have a call. But I'll just be a lot richer. Right? So, I'm sorry, I get excited about that $500 million I'm planning to win. So the idea is trying to get that happy time. All right. So now for that, we have to trade some stuff because we do live in a three-dimensional world. So most of us trade money for that, for time. Others trade skills. So time management is a skill that you can just utilize for yourself. So a couple of things. If you're actually choosing the wrong thing to do, that's a fixable problem. But if you're making the wrong decision because you don't know, that's a different problem. That's not a time management problem. That's inability to say no problem. But we'll cover that later on. But remember this, that is not being able to say no to your family, no to your church, no to your blah, 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 whatever is your excuse that you're using, that you're not, inability to say no is different than choosing to not to say no. You know what I mean. English is my second language. So time management, what we're talking about is you managing your power, your brain power, to do the right thing. And the easiest way to do that is think of these two different concepts. Motivation and inspiration. They sound the same, but they're not. Don't assume the meaning of these words because I had to learn it. So what you think may be different than how I say it, but I looked them up. So you want to remember motivation and inspiration. The difference is on motivation, you're pushing through. Inspiration, you're being pulled forward. And you have to do both. There's time for motivation where you got to do stuff. And then there's time for inspiration. More inspired you are, freer you're going to be and freer you're going to feel. Now, when I say inspired, I don't mean I'm inspired to, that's a farting noise that I'm making, right? So when I say inspired, you really wake up in the morning, you got to do it. And it's not because, oh, shit, if I don't do it, the tax man is going to be up my ass. You just get up and you want to do it. So if you're not doing that, right, that's not an inspired action. And that's fine. But you want to remember, if you're not doing inspired action, then you're doing motivated action, meaning the stuff that you should be doing, rather than the things that you want to be doing. And that's really important. You got to pay your mortgage. You got to be calling your realtor. You got to call your CPA. So, yeah, there are a whole ton of things that you got to do. We're going to come to all this. But then what you want to do is you want to spend a lot of things that you want to do. So many of us don't know what we want to do. When I ask people, or when people often ask me, what do you want to do? I know what I don't want to do, but I don't always know what I want to do. So as investors, it's really important for you to keep your eye on the game. And I'm not talking about the boring wireless that comes from the book. I mean, just like the stuff that you want to do. Like the other day, I was thinking about kiteboarding with the dolphins, right? Because I like to be in the water. So now that's, you know, that's an expensive vacation. That's like 10, 15 grand. And if I want to spend a month, that's about 25, 30 grand, let's say, because I like to style it. Ooh, 30 grand. Now that motivates me. You see how that inspiration goes into motivation? So now the actions that I'm taking are not boring actions. They're inspired actions. So now I don't really even need to write them down. You see how that's connecting the dots? Good. So now if you weren't paying attention because you're kind of on the phone and just kind of sitting bored out of your head, nothing to do, and you're making the call, that's not a disservice to me. I don't care. I'm already here. But then you're doing a disservice to yourself. So if that is kind of you weren't really paying attention till now, right? So that's not a time management skill. That's the same thing that we were talking about earlier. That's just being mental laziness. Yeah, I know. I'm a foreigner. Sometimes what I say stings, but you know. Yeah. Back to time management. So you want to think in terms of inspired action versus motivated action, or motivated, you know, from a good space. So now what you're trying to do is you have to create some time for you to be able to do this. Like, for example, meditation. So this is, I think, our third month. And every meeting and other times that I suggested people meditated. And if you haven't meditated since, you know, the beginning of this call, like let's say that you're not meditating and that you haven't done it in the past 3 weeks also, or 3 months, then again, I don't think you can, you know, like, I don't think continuing these calls would really answer your calls. Because you got to be able to take action, and only action is action. So that's what, again, part of that time management. I hope this tonight at least will inspire to start meditating. Yeah, so we all know life is a one-way street. We all know every one of us are going to die very soon, very, very soon, a lot sooner than we hope. Yeah, so when we're doing time management, what you want to do, I'm not trying to get you motivated, but what I'm trying to help you is carve out some selfish time. For you to really say, hey, I need to do these five things, or I really need to learn this skill, or I really want to be really good at real estate, or maybe you don't want to be really good at real estate. Maybe you want to make money in real estate and have people work doing the work for you. Or how big do you want to go, rather than being bogged down with, how do I make an offer? Because you really know the actions that you need to take, right? That's what the time management is. Saying, I don't have time for the actions that I know I should be taking. But the value of the actions that you take are only visible to you from looking forward back. So it's always an unwinnable proposition. So it's not the really more things that you're trying to do. You're just trying to feel better or doing the right thing more often. And again, that's the difference between motivation and inspiration. So some of the practical uses of this is this, how to utilize it. Instead of doing a task list, what I do is look at my day in my energy level. I'm really good in the morning. I'm really sluggish between 11 and 4 p.m. And then from 5 till about 8 o'clock, I'm at a normal pace. And then between 10 and midnight, I have a peak. So that's my body rhythm. And I learned this by paying attention to it over a month time. And so I get a little notebook carried with me whenever I started feeling good, whenever I started feeling bad, being able to keep track of this. And so I'm able to track the data. So when I'm planning my day, those are the things that I think about. So if I really want to have a meal with a friend of mine that I haven't seen in a long time, that's on my list. I book it between 11 and 4 o'clock because I know I want to enjoy some meal, I want to just chill, and then maybe nap afterwards. If I need to have a really important stuff, if I'm trying to learn a new skill, if I need to analyze a deal, if I need to negotiate, if I need to read an email that's important to me, I know that first thing in the morning or between 10 and midnight is better for me. But I know between 10 and midnight, my soul is tired from working all day. So if it's a new deal that I'm trying to cultivate with a new person, I look at that deal in the morning. This way I'm not judging. You see, the first thing in the morning is meditation. So when I'm clear-minded, my mental chatter is not started yet, I'm able to look at things from a much better place than at 11:30, you know, eight people game with a finger, I wanted to kill two grandmas, and, you know, my wife yelled at me twice. So you see the pattern is kind of going with the flow without resisting a lot of the things, but first studying how I feel, rather than keep pushing against the system. Because of the internet, because of the electronics, because of all the screens that's blaring at you, it's normal for humans, us, to lose our track of time, just like they do in Vegas, right? Pumping a little bit extra oxygen, turning up the lights a little bit, so you can gamble a little bit longer. Yeah, the whole world is like that. So you have to be able to tone it down, chill out, remember who you are, remember why you're doing all this. Because one of the things that we were talking about, like money being more important than time, right? Because, yes, we do often associate or equate money with time. But, you know, if you're sick, you don't want time. Right? If you're in pain, you don't want time. And so it's not about money. You can have all the money in the world, Steve Jobs, right? But when the big guy says, your turn, it's your turn. So what we want to do again is enjoy the time you're here. So best way to do it is make money. Be rich. And then we can be free to work out, go on vacation, do stuff you want to do so you can be happier, so you can live longer, and then you can spread some of this money to other people, you can invest in them, you can enjoy more, life is good, life is good, life is good, right? So time management is important. So this is all esoteric stuff for most of you. Go ahead and I'm going to unmute you. Please go ahead and start asking your questions. But please also start with your name, and then we go from there. Stand by. All right. Catch you guys. All right, let's get to your specific questions. Fire.
Turk?
Hello.
Hello, Turk. You still got us muted.
Ooh, hang on. Thank you. Hi. How about now?
Yeah, that's better. Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, now I can. Sorry. Woo! Crazy. I'm going to learn this one day.
Yeah, this is Lisa. I guess I just have an observation and looking for your feedback. I have very limited time due to what I do for a living. I am looking at properties. I have searches set up. One of our fellow classmates from Inner Circle gave a great, you know, script to keep track of calls. But usually when I can look is late at night. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I get into the next day, it's late at night again before I,
yeah.
I guess I should just be calling and leaving messages then, right? And then they can call me back.
Yeah. So that's, you know, time shifting is a really easy thing if you're not able to email, because unfortunately, like I have a dog training business. One of the problems that we have is my customers really want people to text them, and I forbid my employees from texting. They have to call people because
I hate texting.
Yeah. And so one of the things that you can do is you can actually tell people, hey, I have, you know, is it okay to call at night late, or if you can call or email.
Basically, it doesn't matter what time of the day it is. I just need to make the call, and either it'll go to a message machine or somebody will talk to me.
It's always going to go to a machine.
Late at night, yeah.
No
okay.
One answers. Yeah. Even all right. No one answers.
All yeah, right, thank you. I think I just needed to say that out loud to get myself inspired.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Of course. Next person.
Hello, Turk. This is Ashish. I had a question. Can you just explain again the difference between the motivated action and the inspired action? How are those two actions different?
Yeah, of course. Thanks. Ashish, right? So motivated action is you make you the actions that you take.
Okay.
So you have to make the phone calls, right? You have to make the deals.
Right.
You have it like a to-do list.
Correct.
You go, okay, I wanna make 10 deals mm-hmm. in the next 12 months. So we
right.
go, okay, I'm going to make 10 deals. That's about a 1.2 a month. So for
right.
me to be able to do that, I had to make 500 deals and ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, right?
Right.
So those, all the items on that list
right.
are motivated actions.
Okay.
Not inspired action, on the other hand. You as an investor, you go, I'm going to do 10 deals. And maybe you meditate of how that 10 deal, after it's completed, what kind of a man you're going to be. And you start
right.
thinking about that for a little bit and breathe and chill out. And then day two, day three, day four, day five, day seven. There comes a point in that day eight, you go, hey, maybe I can do just one deal in the 11th month. And then
right.
I'll actually buy 20 properties from one retiring old man. And then you say, maybe I can just go ahead and learn about land management and blah, 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 blah.
Right. Oh, okay.
So the difference is, the one is you're pushing the car.
Right.
And the other one is you're catching a ride with a bus.
Right. Okay. Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Well, that's always... Go ahead. Any specific questions? Any general questions? My dog, Seven, says hi.
Sir, this is Cassandra.
Hi, Cassandra.
What's a reasonable amount of time to meditate, and does it depend on your own body clock as when is a good time to meditate?
First thing in the morning, 15 minutes. No more than 15 minutes.
So in the morning is usually the best time. What about in the evening? Because I usually be pretty well stressed or strained and dealing with a whole lot of people all day. So
that's why you want to do that before that, so you're ready. Think of like vacuuming the floor, right? So you can do a lot of actions with a vacuum cleaner, but it's easier if you plug it in first.
Right.
Yeah, meditation is not running away. It's plugging in.
Right. So it's always better to do it to start your day.
Yeah. It's easier.
Oh.
Because once you check your email, once you see on Facebook what this guy did, and now it's like you already dug a whole big hole. You know what I mean? You want to use this 15 minutes a day? I promise you, man. Listen, really. Just set your alarm clock on your iPhone. Put it on an airplane mode. Put your timer to 15 minutes. Start and then see it go 14:59, 14:58, and just sit. And don't do anything. Don't think about anything. Don't just chill. Chill. Don't make a big deal out of it. And just commit to just sitting there.
Hey, Kirk.
Yes, ma'am. Who's this?
I'm a daily meditator, and I was just going to offer to Cassandra that if you get up and have a glass of water, engage, sit up, drink a glass of water, it hydrates your body. Set your clock and sit there. That would be the only thing I could add. That water hydrates you, and it starts to get your body paying attention without involving your brain.
There you go.
Okay. I don't do everything in the way you say, but I do drink water in the morning. But as far as just sitting there doing nothing but drinking water, most of the time I'm moving while I'm drinking water.
Yeah. Right?
No.
Yeah.
Wake up, drink the water, sit for 15 minutes. Make a commitment. It's worth it.
Okay, I'll try that.
Yeah.
Thank you for the suggestion.
You're welcome.
Yeah, of course. All right. Anyone else? Cool. All right. So what would you guys like to talk about in September? What's burning?
What about organization?
Your business organization or what kind of organization?
I'm just organization, business, including, I mean, whatever affects your life will affect your business life. So if you begin to organize yourself with just daily things, you can help organize yourself with business as well. So I think one helps the other.
Right. Okay. So I'll tell you a little bit and we'll promise. I think we still have some time. Right. Like organization is a really important skill set. So it really applies to time management as well. And so that's what we were talking about earlier. So I think in terms of those, I know my body clock. So I know how I feel throughout the day, right? And if you're employed, right, so you want to think in these terms. When I get home, if I'm going to eat something, right, and then I'm going to get tired, if I'm going to get sleepy, then I would want to make the phone call before I eat dinner. So when I think in terms of, you know your free time. I happen to run multiple companies, so I work for myself. But the thought process is I know what my body does. So within those time frames, one of those things to do that I want to do, the task list, the stuff that's got to get done. When I'm looking at my calendar, and those are the time zones, then I put things to. So speaking of organizing, you can say, hey, if you're making calls, right, you know you're going to have to dial 50 people, right? So if you have 30 minutes, that you know that, I don't know, you're going to sit somewhere. Right, you're going to get your oil change, you're going to do a bunch of stuff. Take your list with you, and then you can put it there. Or if you have a script, you're reading a script anyway. And so I would put it on a time of the day where it's not really exciting for me in the middle of the day. And then I would just, read that. And so those things that I have to do, I write them down. You definitely need some sort of a capturing thing. Don't hold things in your head. Right? That's kind of like the worst place to keep things in. And so I have a notebook. I'm a writer, so I write things. I'm not a good user of iPhone. I tried for years on and off. I'm finally back to writing, and I'm happier. So whatever is your way, it should be just one place. A single place for you to dump all the whatever, your monkey brain, whatever your brain tells you, just dump it in there and don't worry about it. Just put it in there, man. Just start out from item one and just write it. Eventually, it'll come to something else. But this way, you'll be able to just start carving some time for you to think. Your brain is a thinking machine, but it is addictive to thinking, so it thinks about bullshit stuff. Really boring, unnecessary junk stuff. Yak, 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 yak. But you could actually train it to just shut up for a little bit and then actually find the answers for you. You know you are smarter than Google, because you know how to use Google. But you just need to kind of channel the brain to work the right way. Time management is like that. Now, you got to be selfish, really. You have to be selfish. If you don't have time for yourself, and trust me, I was a sick person when I was little, right? You have to be able to say no to people because you got shit to do. And that shit is like, your own stuff. I really need to learn this. Sorry, I can't come. Don't go with the programming. You really don't have to watch HGTV. You really don't have to, after a little bit, if you're not really enjoying or if you really are not doing these exercises, if you're not meditating, if you're not really applying these things, you really don't have to come to these calls. You can use this hour to meditate. It'll be more beneficial for you. But what we want to do, what Larry asked me to do, is really help you get the core belief system change. That's what I did for him. Right? Because your internal dialogue is no one can change, only you can. And words don't teach. Only life experience teaches. You gotta do the legwork. So it doesn't matter what it is. But these exercises, these things that we talk about, are really simple. They seem really simple, right? But they do change profound things in your psychology, in your physiology. And if you're not doing them, if you're not buying it, it's not for me to sell you anyway. This is not a sales call. If you're not doing it, then there's a worthiness issue. That means that you think that universal laws don't apply to you. Yeah, I used to think that too, right? That's a programming that you learn from your parents. They think other people are better. But they're not. Right? Larry is not smarter than you. any more than you're not smarter than me or I'm smarter than you, right? You just know different stuff. What you know is plenty. The reason you're not taking the action that you think you should be taking is actually you like to criticize yourself. I mean, that's the reality of it. But then we can call it other things if it makes you more comfortable. But time management, what you're really working on is how long of my day can I be happy? Just concentrate on that. And remember, you could do really crappy work and still be happy, right? I used to hate doing cold calls, man. When I used to work sales, that was my least favorite thing to do. And I was like, you know what, fuck it. They don't know me. I don't know them. What's the worst thing they're going to do? And I used to come up with these weird characters just to make it fun for me. And then I became good, you know. It's all what you do, small stuff that you decide to make those quick changes. Time management is like that. You're not trying to cram more to your day, I hope. I'm sure every one of you are busy. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. All right, you have any more questions?
Hey, Turk, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, it's been a busy summer, and I'm barely getting back on to the phone calls. Are they recorded, or are they posted anywhere, or did I pretty much miss out?
There is an email that is supposed to go tomorrow to all the people in Inner Circle.
Yeah.
As far as I know. So there's an archive of it somewhere.
Yeah, you can also email customer service, and they can give you a link.
Yep.
Perfect. I think I saw one earlier in the summer, but I haven't seen one lately.
Yeah, this is the third one, third month.
Third month, yeah. And how long is it going to go?
Larry asked me to do 12 months, and then if you guys like it, we'll do more. If you don't like it, we won't. You're the boss. Yeah, so if you like it, share it with Larry so he knows that it's useful. And if it's not, we got to know so we can change it.
Right on.
I'm a teacher. I teach either way. So, but remember, I can only teach it what you're ready to hear. So that's why it's a two-way street. And that's really, really cool. About what, you know, what we're trying to accomplish. You know, we're sharing a journey. You know, we're trying to make you guys super rich. All right, what
else?
Really? That's awesome, man. So that usually means two things, right? Either it was really awesome, you guys are like, oh, yeah, this is like, oh, or it really sucked, you guys are absolutely lost, right? Because last meeting, everybody's like, time management, or that's just a lip service. You guys don't know what you want. So you go, yeah, time management. It's cool to say time management. It's important. But, you know, yeah. Yeah, because I've, you know, people ask me questions. You guys are wasting really valuable time. You should know how much Larry pays me. Cool. So there's nothing you guys want to talk about?
I'm good. Thank you, Turk.
Of course, my pleasure. All right, see you guys on first Monday next month.
Yes, sir. Sir.
What I say is let's talk about defining your customer, right? How to set your, how to define your customer.
I like it.
Let me write this so I won't forget. You see, know thyself. How to identify your customer.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Have a nice evening. I hope, and remember, Eclipse is supposed to be a new start, so you can be a new person right now. You are a new person. Have a nice evening. I'll see you in, or I'll speak with you in a couple of weeks, all right? Be safe.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, sir.
Good night.